Welcome to the Hyper Fat Show, where we believe unlimited growth in business and life is created by surrounding yourself with people who have been where you are going. Learning from others allows you to compress time and grow hyper fast. And now, here are your hosts, Kerry Scholl and Dan Lesniak. Kerry and Dan are real estate developers, best-selling authors, billion-dollar agents, and million-dollar agent makers. And now, get ready to grow hyper fast.
All right, welcome to the Hyperfast Agent Podcast. We are actually live today in person with our guest, Karen Briscoe. Karen's a real estate agent. She has sold, I think, over $1.5 billion of homes. She's also a best-selling author, has two books out, another one on the way, which I'm sure we'll talk about. And she's also a nationally recognized speaker. So we'll get into some of that. So welcome, Karen.
Well, thank you for having me. And it is kind of fun because we are somewhat local. So we can talk about being a hyper local agent.
Yeah, no, that's right. Karen is about 20 minutes or so away. So real close to our market. And you know, she's one of the top selling agents in this area. So why don't we start with, you know, how you got into real estate and the trajectory of your career. And I know it's been a while, but maybe just a quick summary of that.
Quick summary, absolutely. So thank you again for having me. I was in commercial real estate out of college, did residential lot development for the Trammell Crow Companies in Texas, and bought land, put streets and utilities in, and sold lots to home builders. Met my husband, had our children. His career took us to the Washington, D.C. metro area in public policy. And I took off about a dozen years to raise our children. When I wanted to reenter the workforce, I did come back into commercial real estate with the Staubach Company, had the Nextel account, and quickly found that, first of all, I missed being with my children. But second of all, the commercial side, once you've done one sales and engineering and warehouse office, you've done them all. They all look the same. The transactions felt very, you know, cookie cutter. And so I wanted something more, and I had my license, and a neighbor and a friend said, why don't you get into residential? And I quickly found my calling because I find that it brings together both sides of real estate. The commercial side, or the hard side, is financial, negotiation, strategy, which I had a lot of experience in, but also the soft side, which is the relationship side, helping people through the purchase and sale of what is often their most valuable asset. And bringing them together was really, it was a calling. It became a calling. And as often happens when you achieve success at a high level pretty quickly, other people start to recognize that. So one of the, at the time, she was number 10 in the nation, Sue Huckabee. She asked me to become her partner, and that was in 2006. Y'all probably remember that was a very peak time in the real estate market. And what happened afterwards in 2008 was the financial markets crashed along with the real estate market. And sadly, I lost my partner, Sue passed away the same year. So it was an opportunity, but also a crossroads in my career, my business. And so I made some decisions. I'm beyond a survivor, I'm a thriver. And so I moved the firm to another company and became partners, or joined, had someone join me, Lizzie Conroy. And we've been together for a decade, rebuilt the company. Along the way, as often happens when people are achieving at a high level, everybody wants to know how you're doing it, right? So not only had I reentered the workforce, achieved at a high level, became partners, and then saw the market crash, the business correct, and then come back from that, I started telling stories in my training and coaching people. And that led to many people saying, well, you should write a book. And that I did.
So tell us about that. That's Real Estate Success in 5 minutes a Day. So it just takes 5 minutes, I guess?
Yes. Well, what I found is as many real estate agents, other sales professionals, entrepreneurs, they're often succumb to this phenomenon called the shiny object syndrome.
Right.
And the squirrel, and they don't really stay. Their tension focus is very limited, which is great because it adds a lot of advantage in terms of energy and being able to, you know, pivot and switch real fast. Where it's not often is to create a knowledge base because they're often going off to the next thing. So the idea of the book is that, and the other thing I found is people kept saying they didn't have enough time to invest in their personal and business development. And so that's where the 5 minutes came in. It was like, okay, do you have 5 minutes a day? Everybody said they did. And so the book is set up to be a daily reader, one page, essentially 5 minutes a day with a takeaway. It has stories of inspiration, also has a wealth of information. What can happen with a lot of books and training and is information can be very heavy knowledge-based. It can be kind of it almost is too much. It's almost tsunami-like, and people are like, okay, I don't know how to apply this. Inspiration can be a little fluffy sometimes, but when you bring together information and inspiration together, it's more transformative, more likely to remember it, yay, which is the point, and more likely to put it into practice. And with a takeaway, doing one a day also I've found and is that it really does have an impact because people are more likely to remember it and be able to put it into action later than, again, with a traditional more of a chapter one, chapter two, chapter three type of book. Sometimes it's like, okay, all this is great, but when and how do I apply it?
Right. No, I agree. The inspiration part is critical. You know, a lot of times when I'm at an event or telling people about an event I went to, they're like, well, they kind of say the same thing, or why do you need to do that? But it changes your energy. It inspires you, and that opens your mind up, allows you to learn more. And I think the same when you're reading, if it's like a manual, right? Yeah, it's all there, but very few people can kind of get themselves in the right mindset to actually learn and apply. And so I think you have to have that inspiration piece for most people, at least.
Well, and more people are more likely to remember stories. I mean, that's why motivational and spiritual literature is often in story format. And so people are more likely to remember a story because that'll resonate with them. And so that's the other component of it. But it's true. Much of what is known is very similar. And the book itself has a structure. My publisher insisted on that, even though I was like, no, it needs to be different every day because it's got to be random because it's got to appeal to that shiny object thing. He's like, yeah, well, everybody's still doing basically the same things. And so it does have a structure. So the first component is commit to get leads, because really, truly, until you have a lead, you have nothing to do. And that's true whether you're a real estate agent or you're a dentist. Or even churches, they call that evangelism, right? So everybody's in lead generation. They just call it different things. So there's readings about lead generation, business development, and strategies related to that. Then everybody takes that lead. They call it different things, customers, clients, and like churches call them parishioners, dentists call them patients, and they take them through a process because at the end of that process, there's something that happens. In real estate, it's a transaction. People buy a house or sell a house. Dentists, they clean your teeth or they do x-rays. And that is called consult to sell. That's the process component of everybody's business. Then there's connect to build and grow, because what happens is a lot of people get stuck on what I call a hamster wheel. They get a lead or they get a customer or client and they get it to settlement, and then they wake up and go, oh, I guess I need another one. Then they go through it all over again, right? And they're only as good as their next deal. They're only as good as their next transaction. It's a very exhausting way to conduct business, to be quite honest. It's not really a business. So the connect to build and grow is actually the principles of leverage and strategy to create an ongoing, scalable, sustainable operation. And then what often happens is, because particularly in sales and entrepreneurship, there's a good deal of element of rejection, right? I mean, it's not all, every deal doesn't just go to settlement. Right. Not everybody works with you. So the mindset component, which I call success thinking, activities, and vision. And they're all important because you need to have your thinking right. So your mindset, you need to have the vision of where you want to go. Otherwise, how do you know where you're going to go or where when you're going to get there? But then the activity is key, because I've known people that say, yeah, but I've been saying affirmations and nothing's happened. I'm like, well, did you pick up the phone? I mean, you got to still pick up the phone. So that's then that over, it surrounds all of those components, and that makes for the sweet spot of success. So it is a, it does have a structure to it, even though, again, it's got a random element to it, too.
That makes sense. I think it's a great structure. You know, you got to get the lead, service it, and then figure out how to scale it, because that happens to a lot of real estate agents. They prospect, get a few leads, show them houses, write offers, but they haven't prospected in 2 months now, and then all of a sudden they close and absolutely. Their pipeline is empty. So you need to figure out a system to replenish it and to scale it and build it up, and then have the mindset to handle all of the rejections that come with that, because there's going to be rejections at every part that you just described. So you have to be able to overcome that. That's the most important thing, probably.
Yes, and I found that really it all starts again back to the commit to get leads, because having a full pipeline, getting off that real estate roller coaster, a lot of that is solved at the front end, because that's what you have control over. And you don't necessarily have control over, you know, when people are going to decide to buy or sell a house, but what you do have control over is how many people you put on that roller coaster car.
Right. Congratulations on the success of the book and coming up with that framework. It sounds like it's helped a lot of people, which I'm sure is very rewarding. And it's grown to more than just a book. It's a podcast. You've got follow-on books. Can you walk us through a little bit of that evolution?
Absolutely. Well, so the podcast came about because of my book's first birthday. It said it wanted a podcast. And I'm like, I've learned to start listening to these intuitive voices, you know? And I was like, okay, that's interesting. And I had been on a number of podcasts, which is some of our mutual friends like Pat Hyben and Real Estate Rockstars and others. And I found that there is a correlation, because books sell when people listen to podcasts. So yay. And I was like, oh, I could actually do this on the other side. I could host a podcast and have the opportunity to interview amazing guests. And that's what led to the idea. The structure of the 5-Minute Success has a great format for a podcast, because 5 minutes on each one of the topics: commit to get leads, consult to sell, connect, build, and grow, and then successing activities and vision. And then we wrap up with a sweet spot. Gives a nice, you know, 25 to 30 minute podcast. The guests have really branched beyond. We stay with our core audience, which is predominantly real estate. But we found that these principles really apply to sales, entrepreneurship. You know, again, like I use the example, churches, because I've had a couple of ministers on, and it's fascinating to hear it from their perspective. Sometimes it's easier to see a principle or to understand a principle when you see other people practice it and how it works in their world. And sometimes we can get a little incestuous, us in the real estate business. We kind of recycle the same ideas. I find this right. to be a great way to be creative and offer value to the community, but also to help people think about their business and their life in a new way.
Are you a real estate agent with friends or clients moving to or from the DC, Maryland, Virginia area? Send them to the number one team in the area. The Kerry Schell team will ensure they get world-class treatment and the best possible results buying or selling their home. The Kerry Schell team has the best training, systems, and marketing, and we proudly guarantee our results. To refer us business, call the Kerry Schell team at 703-589-9067 or go to referkerryschell.com.
Great. Well, tell us about you've got the challenge book out now, right?
Well, the Commit to Get Leads 66-Day Challenge came about because, believe it or not, those of you that are here and can see on camera, the Real Estate Success in 5 Minutes a Day, some people said it was too big. And I said, well, you're only reading a page a day, so how do you care? Most people actually listen to it on the audio version, so most people aren't even picking it up. But I was like, okay, well, so I also heard that people wanted to focus. So since getting a lead and prospecting and business development is like the first step in the process, I was like, okay, what about a focus? So a focus on lead generation, business development, prospecting. And the reason why 66-day challenge is there's a lot of research about habit formation, and it's fascinating to study. Some of the most recent that I'm familiar with is James Clear in Atomic Habits. He talks about the 66-day phenomenon. Also, Charles Duhigg in The Power of Habit, he talks about the 66 days. What happens in habit formation? And we're talking about positive habit formation. The negative habits tend to happen all by themselves. But if you want
much quicker, yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, so that part of it is how to get rid of bad habits, and that is got a reverse cycle. But what happens in positive habit formation is many people in the first 22 days, I'm sure you've heard 21 days to start a new habit or whatever, you're often in this evangelism phase. So you're really excited about it. So I give the example of, met anybody who got a Peloton? Or started Whole 30. I mean, is it like all they can talk about?
Right.
You're like, all righty, I'm glad it's working for you. You know, just keep on keeping on. I want to check in with you next year and see if your bike's being used for a, you know, clothes hanger. Then the next 22 days, people often go through a dip. You know that Seth Godin talks about the dip. And they're like evaluating it, going, do I really want to eat this way for the rest of my life? Or I'm not sure this is working. So maybe it's time to switch. They have to really power through.
Right.
Because the 44 to 66 days is when the habit, you start to experience the virtual attributes of it, what they call the virtuous cycle. And as you start to experience the benefits, you're going to want to do more. And so that propels you to continue the habit. Because really, ultimately, and James Clear, who's an authority on habit formation, if you start doing the habit, it's not a habit anymore. I mean, if you stop doing the habit, it's not a habit anymore. So the idea of the 66-day challenge is to jumpstart. But it doesn't mean you're going to stop at 66 days. But then we found that if you get to 66 days, you have the habits, you have the good practices in place, and you're more likely to continue it. And because you've started experiencing the benefits of it, you're going to want to continue it. And so that's why the Commit to Get Leads 66-Day Challenge came about.
And it probably is kind of the sweet spot where you start to see some of the results. I imagine that 22 to 44 period is the time period where people struggle because they're putting in the work, but they're not seeing results. And that's probably the same with anything in business or getting healthy, you know, anything. And so I imagine that's kind of the hard part to get through. So that's very interesting, the 66-day concept.
And it's a challenge because you're like committing to something. You're going to stick with the 66 days before you stop it. That's why it's a challenge. And I find that when people do commit to the 66 days and they see it through, then they realize that it's going to be beneficial to their business. To ongoing sustainable is lead generation on a consistent basis. Because what many real estate agents and sales professionals do, what you talked about, and that is they get busy and then they quit lead generating, and then they wake up 2 months later and they go, oh my gosh, I don't have anything to do. And then they start all over again. The idea is it should be a continuous part of your business practice. And so the idea is to jumpstart it, but then to stay with it.
Great. Well, tell us a little bit about, you've got another book coming out, I think, right?
Yes, I do. And I'm so excited to talk about that. The Flip Time Love Life came out of doing a TEDx open mic and then an invitation by Hal Elrod, our mutual friend of the Miracle Morning. He invited me to be one of the presenters at the Best Year Ever Blueprint in San Diego. And received rave reviews, and so many people said, oh my gosh, that's a book. And I'm like, you know what, you're right. And so I've started to learn quicker to my intuitive voices telling me that, you know, an idea's time has come, and then I should do it. And so Flip Time is based on the fact that, you know, how many people do you know tell you they're busy? It seems to be like a modern phenomenon right now.
Right.
Everybody says, you know, how are you? You say you're busy. And yet, although we like to think that time and that being busy is a new phenomenon, it's actually age old. 2,500 years ago, Lao Tzu said, time is a created thing. To say I don't have time is like saying I don't want to. So when you say you don't have time, you're actually saying you don't want to. So what stops people from doing what they say they want to do, and what stops people from achieving at a high level? And it's also based on the Maslow's hierarchy of needs. And we talked about that, the pyramid, where you're supposed to work your way up. You start with the basic needs, food, shelter, safety, then your productivity and your esteem and relationship. And only once you've achieved those can you go to self-actualization at the top of the pyramid. Well, the problem with that is, many of us, a lot of people run out of time and they don't get to self-actualization. Or they're busy doing all those things and then they wake up and they go, there's not enough meaning in my life. And the idea of flipping time is to flip the pyramid and start with self-actualization. And once you do that, how do you make the time? And it's actually simpler than you think. And many people find that the benefits of it are that the people around you, their lives start to improve too. Because you talked about the fact that, and this is what many people think, well, but I'm supposed to be productive first and then I do those things. And
right.
I'm like, if you're doing meaningful work, if you're living the life you're created to live, or living your zone of genius, as Gay Hendricks says, there's lots of flow people talk about, you're actually going to be more productive because you're going to be happier. The people around you are going to be happier because you're happier. Everything else actually gets better. And so it's really a continuation of my journey, the next step. Because what I found is, you know, I have productivity in spades. I can do that really well. And I find a lot of people who achieve success at a high level can as well, right?
Right.
But then what about that, you know, I'm too busy to do anything meaningful, to do meaningful work or meaningful, live the life I love while I create the life of my dreams. So that's what flip time is about.
So would you say it's kind of like taking a step back and really just trying to be intentional about what your purpose is, or what, you know, kind of meaning you want to get out of life, and then starting with that? Because I imagine a lot of people that say they're busy, they're sort of busy by default. They haven't consciously chosen. I mean, they've chosen, but they haven't consciously chosen all of those activities, and they're just kind of taking what comes at them. And even though, you know, 80% or maybe even more of those activities aren't going to get them to where they might want to go if they consciously thought about it.
Yes. What you're talking about is a lot of people get into a life by, you know, accident, you know, that happens, rather than a life by design. And I'm not saying everybody go out and quit their job, you know, get a divorce, or, you know, go to a deserted island. What I am talking about is to start today, and really can be as little as 5 minutes. I mean, I have found that people, even who just start to invest 5 minutes a day into meaningful work and putting that into practice, then and actually starting small and building up is a proven method of habit formation as well. That's another component, obviously, of 5 minute success, but they found this to be true for other areas. And then you're going to start to experience the benefits of it. And when you do, then you'll want to do more. And people say, okay, well, how do I know what my passion is? I don't know what my passion is. And I'm like, well, it's a little like big magic. When ideas come to you or something comes to you, it could be yours to do. So I would say explore it. You know, have a conversation with somebody. Find out somebody who does something like it and talk with them and see what they think. Maybe just do it for a little while and see if you like it. I mean, I've heard of people say, yeah, I thought I wanted to be a cook, and I went and worked in a kitchen for a while. I was like, yep, nope, that's not it. And so try it for a little bit. But the idea is to bring back meaningful, you know, work and meaningful components to your life, because then you have a life worth living. And to start today, because really it's never too late. I really actually didn't start until I was 55. And so I want to encourage everybody, wherever you are in the process, that you too can have that. You can love the life you have while you create and co-create the life of your dreams.
No, that's a great concept. And I see a lot of a lot of high producers and successful people probably, you know, could benefit from that, you know, just from taking a moment to figure out what it is they really want and how to have meaning in it. So it's exciting. I'm looking forward to that coming out. Can you tell us real quick, how do you balance it all? Like the real estate business, the writing, the podcast, speaking, and living the, you know, your purpose.
The idea, well, first of all, I have an amazing team. I have a very supportive husband and business partner. And they actually find that the benefits of me doing what I call my creative endeavors is better for them. So I tell people, you know, what's good for me is actually better for everybody else. It's kind of like the rising tide raises all boats. So they're all very supportive of it. And I would say that the idea of this journey, and many people call it a heroine's journey, being on the heroine's journey is also has its challenges associated with it too. But really think about how interesting life would be if just everything happened the way you wanted it to. And I've found that the things that have happened along the way that were learning opportunities, if you will, or some people would say failures, I found that I could either learn from them or grow from them or become better than before. And I've learned a lot of things that not to do and what don't work. I do find when I put myself, my personal development first, everything else finds a way to be done. And a lot of that times that means letting go. I do have a tendency for the perfectionist leanings.
Yeah, which it's hard to get out
common.
Of that sometimes.
It is.
Yeah.
It's common because, again, when you achieve at a high level, you're probably good at that. And I am. I'm very good at that. I have a very strong prosecuting attorney, inner critic that can just, like, take everything and tear it apart. But I've learned that it's more beneficial to allow the people that are doing those jobs to do them and allow them to do them their way instead of necessarily how I would do it. And so it's part of that, the journey. And I will say the heroine's journey is a journey. It's not a one and done. And so recognizing that it's all part of the process, I think, is one of the key aspects to it.
Well, great. It's been a great time chatting with you. We're about to wrap up. Before we do, let's try out the hyperfast round. So we're just going to go through a couple quick questions and give us your best, most concise answer.
Okay, let's do it.
All right. Biggest piece of advice you'd give to new real estate agents?
Definitely lead generate, because people who bring in leads who are rainmakers, there's always a demand.
All right. What about best piece of advice for veteran real estate agents?
Well, actually, it's the same thing. I mean, you have so many more options when you have a strong flow of business, and you can front load, you can refer it out, you can get a partner, you can get a team, you can cherry pick. You just have so many more options. I would say new and seasoned alike all gain more energy when they know that they have a lot of options.
All right. If you had to start all over in your real estate career, what would you do differently?
What would I do differently? Because I really feel that everything that I did has led me to where I am, and I really love where I am. So I wouldn't probably eliminate anything. I would say I probably would have done it sooner. I've shared my story that I have learned to move into it faster, to lean into the sharp points faster or lean into the ideas faster. I told you about my prosecuting attorney is very strong, very critical. I would spend a lot of time debating, and now I'm like, yeah, no, we're going to do it and just move on. So I wish I would have learned that earlier.
Okay. Best piece of real estate investment advice.
Real estate investment is such an amazing, when you think about the fact that let's say you're going to buy a $500,000 property and the traditional loan of 20% down, 80% loan, if you can get a rental income equivalent to your mortgage payment, you just had somebody help you by paying 80% of the cost, but you own the 100% asset. And there's no place else you can go do that. And that was a huge epiphany for me. And the other one is that if you were to go buy a $500,000 asset, like let's say in stock or other investment vehicles, first of all, they're not going to let you get it for 20% down. But second of all, you're going to have to actually earn more than that $500,000 because you're going to have to pay taxes on it. So really the leverage ability of buying real estate is phenomenal. And if you really were ready to do that, then call Dan or me. I mean, we're here to help you through it.
All right, last one. If people were to find you not at work or writing a book or speaking, where would they find you? What would you be doing?
So my new launch is 80 by 80 Movement, which is milestones and medals, challenges for life. And movement is physical. So predominantly focused on triathlons. I competed in my first sprint triathlon last fall, and I got hooked because I placed the highest in my age group for the novice category. So I'm busy right now training for more triathlons and bike rides and runs. And the idea of the 80 by 80 is to take on 80 challenges by the time you turn 80. So I'm turning 60, and so you all can do the math. I've got a lot to do, but you all can join us. We'll have a Facebook group and a website, and join the challenge, because really living a full life is also about living a healthy life.
All right, well, that's exciting. Great stuff there. Thank you again for being on the show. This was a great, great, great show. I think there's a lot of great stuff that people can get from listening to you. If people want to get in touch with you or get in contact with you about real estate or the book or anything, what's the best way for them to do that?
Google Karen Briscoe. Well, yes, you can find me there too. Also, the books are on Amazon, and the website is the number 5 Minute Success. Almost everything will take you there, as well as the Facebook page.
All right. Thanks for being on the show. And if you're out there listening and you liked what you heard, or you didn't, either way, leave us a review. Reviews help us to get more and more guests. So we always appreciate learning from your feedback, and can't wait to see you on the next one. And thanks again, Karen.
And here's to your success, Dan.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Hyper Fat Show. Subscribe to us if you want to make sure you get the latest and greatest Hyper Fat shows. And remember, we love reviews. Reviews help us bring better and better guests, improve our shows, and give us the good, the bad, and the ugly. We hope you enjoyed the show, and we will see you next time.